All right, let's get back to work. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. I'm going to be joined now by Paul Sorum. Paul is someone who has brought suit against the state of North Dakota. He's making the argument, well, I think I set this up, but many of you are just joining us, that you know what? Roland Reimers was kicked off the ballot by the attorney general because he didn't have his paperwork done. Then Paul dug into it, found out neither the Democrats or the Republicans had their paperwork done. So he, as an independent, was the only candidate on the ballot for the governor's position that had his paperwork done, with both the lieutenant governor candidate and the governor candidate on the same sheet. There was a hearing, and the hearing was held in the beginning of this week. The attorney general's office did not show up for the hearing on time. And I was talking to Paul about this. Paul's got my cell phone, and so I said, how did it go? You know what? Because it's interesting to me. He said they didn't show up. And I said, you're kidding me. And so I asked him to come on air. Paul, good to have you on News and Views.
Joel, good to be on with you again. Thank you.
Let me ask you this. Let's go back to the trial. The trial began at 8:30, and the attorney general's office did not show up until a little bit before 9. They claim in their letter to the judge, because I've read the letter, they claim that's your fault, that you didn't notify them the proper time. Do they have standing in that? Is it your responsibility to notify the attorney general when to show up for the trial?
Well, the notion is silly that I misled them to come at the wrong time, but I'm kind of smiling because when we set the hearing time, which was on the 11th of February, the judge approved me changing the time just so I could prepare my brief for this hearing. And it was a response to their opposition brief, which I felt brought up a lot of significant issues. They're taking this very seriously, and their opposition brief brought up all kinds of contradictions to their testimony and the Supreme Court's decision in the Reimers case, of course. And it brought up a lot of contradictions to the Attorney General's own written opinion in the Reimers case to a very, very significant level. It's a very significant set of circumstances here for the Attorney General's office and this administration. But so my obligation, once the hearing time was set for 9 o'clock on March 3rd, was to send a written notification to Mr. Barr, the Solicitor General, which I did. Now, on February 25th, the court, and they may have just thought we needed more time in the hearing than an hour, which we had scheduled, so they moved the time up to 8:30, which they do from time to time. And people have to understand that every attorney in the state, when they have an active case in court, they go to this online system North Dakota court system has called Odyssey, to see what the schedule is, see what documents have been submitted. It's all right there. It's all right there in real time. And so I decided about a week before the hearing, I better go see if the hearing time is still the same. And I found out it was earlier. Apparently, Mr. Barr is claiming that he didn't see that the time had changed on the Odyssey system, which, again, he or his staff must check daily on every case. I have no doubt about it. That's what lawyers do, you know. I think Mr. Barr didn't want to show up for the hearing because he didn't want to try to support his opposition brief in the courtroom.
Well, people keep saying Mr. Barr, but I know he's a solicitor general with the attorney general's office, but he works for Wayne Stengem.
Yes.
Wayne Stengem, the attorney general of the state of North Dakota, I worked with Wayne. He ran the Judiciary Committee for years in a very even-handed, fair manner. I respect Wayne. I always have respected Wayne. But no one's going to tell me that Wayne Stengem doesn't know the rules.
I mean, they know the rules inside and out. It's his boss. This is the strategy to avoid debating me in public or arguing these points in public.
So
mind you, I'm not an attorney. And I'm representing myself, and they're afraid to face me in the courtroom, apparently.
Well, actually, Paul, after your last visit on News and Views, and I want to clarify this by saying this. What we're talking about here is something that the attorney general used to get Roland Reimers on. For me personally, Paul, and the respect I have for you as an antagonist and somebody who brings issues to the table, I don't believe you should be governor. You didn't win. You didn't even come close. I believe Jack Dalrymple should be governor. So let me say that. But
No.
I'm going to make my point about this.
Go ahead.
So understand that that's where I come from in all this. But I also believe the judicial system, if it's going to do this to Reimers, it needs to be done in the light of day and needs to be fair. And when you were done with that hearing, what did the district judge say to you? You reported to me that he was agitated. He felt it was easy to see he had felt disrespected by the AG's office not coming. And now it looks like he's opening the gates again.
Well, exactly. And I think I agree with the judge in this case, because if, for example, the outcome of his written decision isn't to the liking of the attorney general, he doesn't. I don't think, and I wouldn't want either. I wouldn't want the attorney general's office to come back and say, "Hey, we didn't get a chance to testify." And I agree with that. If they want a hearing, you know, now they have an opportunity to do so for until Monday, apparently. But you know, here's my contemplation on whether to bring the case or not is when I saw what they did to Reimers, you know, to an opponent, but then didn't apply the law to themselves. I realized I was in a unique position. And I had the standing uniquely in the state to bring the case. And, you know, I pray for wisdom and insight every day. And I just thought, you know, this is the law. What's the problem in this country is people in office don't follow the law. That's the biggest problem we have. And here an injustice is right in front of me. And I just felt God was pushing me to bring justice into this situation if I can.
So,
and that's why I brought the case.
So is there going to be another hearing? And if so, will you be at that hearing to represent your case? And will you get a chance to argue against Mr. Barr, who represents Wayne Stengem?
Well, I'm not requesting a hearing. Clearly, the judge...
They are.
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen a request for a hearing. They sound like they want to, but I doubt they will. Because again,
but that's the point of all of this,
yeah.
Right? The point is to have two people in the room with opposite views making an argument to the judge and the public.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it from a public perspective now because the attorney general's office made the position you get to throw Reimers out. Okay, fine. There's rules to this. Reimers didn't do it right. But I want to hear so that the public can have in the record why the attorney general thinks it's fair here and not there.
Well, they're claiming, you know, in the Reimers case, the attorney general wrote an opinion that said, hey, this law requiring a joint ballot, requiring that the governor candidate for governor have the lieutenant governor's name on the same form, he said it's so essential that it should be enforced at all times, even after an election. And now they're arguing the opposite. They're saying, no, this law isn't an essential part of the election, and therefore it's just a technical noncompliance.
But that's my point, Paul. That's my point. I, as a citizen of North Dakota, want the law applied equally to everyone. And so if they're going to flop on that, it seems to me it should be done in the full light of day and not in, oh, I didn't show up. Oh, by the way, here's a brief, Judge.
Well, rest assured that if they want the hearing, I'll be there, and
okay.
I'll be prompt, and I'll be thoroughly prepared, as I was Monday.
I guess that's what I'm getting at. Are you gonna make sure that you're there, and that if they get a do-over, a double dog do-over, that this is done in a way so that you get a chance to make your case?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I still say they don't want a hearing. When we were there, the judge waited 15 minutes. He had the court recorder, the transcriptionist, go to the next room to call Mr. Barr. The door was open, and we could hear that she got his answering machine. And when
your wife's barking at the dog,
they tried to call him to show up, and they couldn't reach him. When we were leaving the building, Mr. Barr ran into us going in the building, and he smiled and said, "Hello, he knows who I am." If he was concerned about getting to the hearing, certainly he would have been somewhat concerned that we were leaving with our coats on and our briefcases, you know. So I conclude he just didn't want to argue in support of his opposition brief because it's full of contradictions and it's very problematic for them legally, I believe.
Keep us in the loop. Who's the judge in this again?
Donald Jorgensen.
And he's out of Morton County, right?
He's in the South Central Judicial District.
Right, but you're in the Morton County Courthouse is where you're having this heard.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and if your listeners would give us prayer support, we greatly appreciate it. We've had a lot of support across the state, and it's been a big help.
Have you spoke to Roland Reimers about this at all?
I have, and here's the funny thing. You know, I've had big-time support in my case. It's from Democrats, Libertarians, Independents, and Republicans across the board. This is a nonpartisan issue. It's about law and order.
Okay. Paul, always good to talk to you. Thanks for keeping me in the loop as this moves forward. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Joel.
Yep. I think it's the Attorney General's job to be there on time. I think that Mr. Barr should have been there on time. I think that it's not Paul Sorum's case to make sure they've got their files and ducks in a row. And in terms of the judge, we're about to find out a lot about, you know, I never doubted for 1 minute that they were going to get the do-over. I mean, when you're attorney general, you wield a big stick in this state. And these judges, we're about to find out about the independence of all of this. Now, what the ruling was going to be, I never doubted for a minute. I think Jack Dalrymple will be, they'll find some reason to make it legal. The true case after this will be after the judge rules that no, the people of North Dakota have and voted for Jack Dalrymple. He's their governor. The true case after this will be whether Mr. Reimers comes in and says, okay, how do you know I wasn't the one? Because they wouldn't even let me on the ballot for the same doggone thing. So this is a can of worms. They would have been way better off looking the other way like the rest of North Dakota does when Roland Reimers drives around in his white van. Yep, that's Roland. Do what you're going to do. Go do what you're going to do. That's part of an open process. The majority of North Dakotans aren't going to vote for you. They're going to either vote for A or B or C or whatever, but you've run for everything but dog catcher and you haven't won. But what did they do? They made sure he wasn't on the ballot and part of the debate. And in the end, we're going to find out whether the judge thinks it's fair to do to one guy and not to another. And I think that's pretty interesting. I think that's incredibly interesting. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. We'll take your calls on it. You know, I think that the depth of ignorance about our court system in North Dakota is unbelievable. I think that most of you only look at it as a place that you hope you don't get stuck going to jury duty on. And the last thing in the world you want to do is be in that courtroom. And if you do, it's to pay your taxes somewhere or to, you know, when you go to the courthouse, it's to do the things you have to do and just get out of there. The minute you walk through the door, you start getting the heebie-jeebies. You know, if you're anything like me, I don't like being in that courtroom. Been there, done that. Been there as a juror. Been there as, you know, somebody being sued. Been there as somebody, you know, I don't like being in there. Been there as a witness. Don't like any of that stuff. But you know what? It is a place where it should be fair. And that's my point.